You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX, you know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and we are celebrating Women's History Month here on A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry, and if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I said, Mary, Martha, don't you moan.
Oh, Martha, don't you moan.
Listen, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Oh, Martha, don't you moan.
Pharaoh's army. Drown it in the sea one day.
Drown in the Red Sea.
Listen, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell your sister Martha not to moan.
Tell
no more.
Tell Martha not to moan.
If I could. I tell them Pharaoh's army.
Pharaoh's army.
Got drowned in the sea one day.
Drowned in the Red Sea.
Listen, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell your sister Martha not to moan.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Got drowned in the sea one day.
Drowned in the Red Sea.
Listen, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Two sisters.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Yeah. The Bible tells me that they have a brother named Lot.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
And why Jesus walked away when they left to die.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
They tell me Mary began to weep that day.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
And her sister Martha.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
want you to get up right now and come
home, baby, don't you
weep. Jesus looked around and said, what?
Come, baby, don't you weep.
I think I ought to call her just a little bit
come,
louder. Not to moan.
Tell Martha not to moan.
And yes, this is A Bowl of Soul, and you just heard some great gospel with lead singer Inez Andrews of the Caravans, which included Miss Shirley Caesar on this recording, Mary, Don't You Weep. This was done in 1958 by the Caravans, who were a very popular gospel group. And, you know, this group had went through dramatic group changes in terms of singers. And, you know, the Caravans were founded in 1947 under the name Robert Anderson and his Gospel Caravans. But it was the group with Shirley Caesar, Inez Andrews, Albertina Walker, Cassietta George, you name it, Dolores Washington, and Josephine Howard, who made up the stellar gospel group in the late 1950s to the mid-1960s. And just to give you a little heads up, Lolita Holloway, who we know from Runaway, and, you know, some of the songs that she used to sing on Salsa Records, she was a member of the Caravans in which she joined the Caravans in 1967. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're celebrating March, because March is Women's History Month here on A Bowl of Soul and throughout the United States. Coming up next, we're going to give you a sweet song talking about There'll Come a Time from Miss Betty Everett. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Rich has to cry.
Yes, celebrating the late great Miss Betty Everett, talking about There'll Come a Time. That song was produced by Eugene Record of the Shy Lights. The song came out in 1969, and it was a number 2 Billboard R&B hit and number 26 on the Billboard Hot 100. But you know, Betty Everett is best known for her single, hit single, the million-selling The Shoop Shoop song, It's In His Kiss. And you know, that song was produced on the black-owned record label VJ Records, and she stayed with VJ Records from 1963 to 1966, which was the year that VJ folded. But she also is known for her version of You're No Good, which was written by Clint Ballard, but it was a number one hit for Linda Ronstadt. But it just, that song, when she recorded it, just missed the Billboard Top 50. We lost Betty Everett on August 19, 2001, and she was born on November 23rd, 1939, in Greenwood, Mississippi. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to keep the women of soul going. We got here coming up from you on the Stax record label. She is the sister of Little Willie John, who had the song Give Me Fever. Miss Mabel John, well, Reverend Mabel John, talking about Your Good Thing Is About to End. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its Best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I don't have to beg you to hold me, 'cause somebody else will. You don't have to love me when I want it, 'cause somebody else will. Don't need it, when all the time they're trying to get it. Look out, your good thing is about to come to an end. Your real good thing is about to come to an end. All those nights I watched the four walls, I did not have to watch them all alone. When other men said they wanted me, I didn't have to tell them I was your very own. You had all the love I've got. Even I smelled to water and get hot. Look out, your good thing is about to come to an end. Your real good thing is about to end. Getting myself back together is gonna be a big problem, I know. But when the right man say he wants me, you can bet I won't say no. 'Cause your real good thing is about to end. Your good thing is about to come to me.
Celebrating Reverend Mabel John, who was from Bastrop, Louisiana. And just a note that she was the first female signed by Berry Gordy to Motown's Tamla label, you know, when Motown was starting out in 1959. She was signed to his label, but she didn't have success because she was really a blues singer. And at the time, you know, Berry Gordy was focusing like on the Miracles and the Marvelettes, and you know, there was really, you know, she failed to make an, you know, he failed to make an impact in the established blues market, and she moved on. But you know, she caught fire in 1966 with this song, Your Good Thing Is About to End, which was a number six, was charted number six on the R&B charts, and it almost crossed over. No, actually, it did cross over to pop radio, peaking at 95. And she had some success with Stax Records, because Stax Records was leaning more to soul, but it was leaning to soul with a bluesy groove on it. And, you know, as I said before, you know, Mabel John is the sister of Little Willie John, who had a successful career in the 50s. And she was born in Louisiana, but her family moved to Detroit, Michigan. And that's where she began her career. She was also a member of the Raylettes, Ray Charles Raylettes, for several years, and she left secular music in 1973 to manage Christian gospel acts, and she occasionally returned to the studio as a singer. But you can see Mabel John in the 2014 Oscar-winning documentary, which was beautiful, with Darlene Love in it, called 20 Feet from Stardom, talking about, you know, black women and the success of the background singer. And she also received the Pioneer Award from the Rhythm and Blues Foundation in 1994, and she appeared in the John Sayles movie in 2007 called Honey Dripper. This is A Bowl of Soul, and coming up next, this lady, after Mary Wells left Motown, they needed someone that could fill her shoes. And that person was Miss Kim Weston, here on A Bowl of Soul, singing Looking for the Right Guy.
I'm just a plain old ordinary girl looking for the right guy. And I could spend my whole life long cooking for the right guy.
Agatha, Natalia Weston, also known as Miss Kim Weston, was born in Detroit, Michigan, and she was signed to Motown in 1961. And she scored a minor hit with Love Me All the Way, which went to number 24 R&B Pop 88. But her biggest solo hits with Motown were Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, which was made famous, I would say, by the Doobie Brothers, but it was also recorded by the Isley Brothers, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Jermaine Jackson. That song was number 4 R&B Pop 50 in 1965. And she had success with this other single called Helpless, which was recorded by the Four Tops on their LP called The Second Album. That song went to number 13 R&B and Pop 50 and entered Cashbox on March 26, 1966. But her biggest claim to fame was singing the classic hit It Takes Two with Marvin Gaye in 1966. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating Women's History Month and celebrating Miss Kim Weston. And coming up next, going down Chicago. We were in Detroit. We coming back to Chicago because, you know, Betty Everett as well was from Chicago, Illinois. We're going to Chicago for Miss Barbara Acklin, who also worked with Eugene Record from the Shy Lights. And, you know, Eugene Record also produced and co-wrote a lot of songs with Barbara Acklin, as well as wrote songs for the Shy Lights. But here on A Bowl of Soul, we're celebrating Barbara Acklin, talking about love makes a woman. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Chicago soul, with the legendary, the late great Miss Barbara Ackland, who was born in Oakland, California. And she had a great hit in 1968 talking about Love Makes a Woman. Coming up next, we're going to give you the Love Unlimited, who were backup singers for the great Barry White. Talking about, oh, love, we finally made it.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Giving you some soul from the ladies of soul, Love Unlimited. You need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Music. The lights are on, but no one's home. She's so vacant, her soul is taken. He thinks what she running from.
On A Bowl of Soul, Women's History Month, the late Miss Amy Winehouse. This girl was phenomenal, you know, and who knows to what heights she could have continued to soar to. You know, she won Best Album at the 50th Annual Grammy Awards Ceremony. This song is off of the U.S. compilation, U.S. edition, Back to Black album, which sold worldwide over 12 million copies. I mean, Amy Winehouse could sing jazz. She could sing soul, neo-soul. You name it, Amy Winehouse was she was phenomenal, and we're celebrating her here on Women's History Month here on A Bowl of Soul with her song "He Can Only Hold Her." And coming up next, we're celebrating someone also who was a chanteuse. She could sing just like Amy Winehouse. She can sing soul, R&B, jazz, blues, across the board. Phenomenal. When I saw her in person, I saw her at the Blue Note here in New York City. The late, great, legendary Miss Phyllis Hyman singing "You Know How to Love Me." And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Like a haunting melody.
Yeah, we celebrated here, Miss. Excuse me, Phyllis Hyman, talking about You Know How to Love Me. And you know, Phyllis Hyman was born July 6, 1949, on July 6, 1949, and she passed on June 30th, 1995, and she was an American singer, songwriter, and actress. You know, she had a big hit in the late 70s, You Know How to Love Me, one of my favorites, Living All Alone, which was produced with the Philly International Records label, Don't Want to Change the World. And, you know, she also performed on Broadway in the 1981 musical based on the music of Duke Ellington called Sophisticated Ladies, which ran from 1981 to 1983. And the musical earned her a Theatre World Award and a Tony Award nomination for Best Performance by a Featured Actress in a Musical. And, you know, Phyllis Hyman was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Her mother was Italian and her father was African American, and she was the eldest of seven children. She is also a first cousin, once removed, from actor Earl Hyman, who played Cliff Huxtable on The Cosby Show. But Phyllis Hyman moved to New York City, and when she moved to New York, she did background vocals on John Lucien's Premonition and worked in clubs. However, in 1975, she met Norman Conners. He was laying tracks for You Are My Starship, and he could not get permission to use Gene Kahn for the album, but he heard about Phyllis Hyman, who was working at a club on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And the rest is history. And what Norman Conners did when he put her on his album, it catapulted Phyllis Hyman's career, along with Norman Conners and Michael Henderson, to new heights. And then R&B jumped on board, because she did a remake of the Stylistics' Betcha by Golly Wow. And let me tell you, her version of Betcha by Golly Wow is a knockout. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the legendary Miss Phyllis Hyman on the Women of Soul for Women's History Month. And coming up next, we got a group from the 1990s that did a hot record with Missy Elliott called Stilo, done by 702. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
you all the time. Got to get to know you well. If you kiss, then I will tell. Please,
you say on my mind.
Coming at you here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating Women's History Month, and you got a taste of the group from Las Vegas, Nevada, called 702, and they were an American platinum selling trio. They were originally a quartet, and the group became a trio, which includes sisters Irish Grinstead, who was born June 2nd, 1980, and Lamisha Grinstead, born June 10th, 1978, along with lead singer Camila Williams. The Irish Grinstead twin sister, or Rish Grinstead, she passed away. She was born June 2nd, 1980. They were twins. She died April 20th, 2008, was a founding member and later a substitute vocalist. And they had this smash hit with Missy Elliott, the song Stilo, from the album No Doubt, which came out in 1996. You see how fast time is going? These girls were on top of the world in the 90s, in the mid-90s, 20 years ago. Do you believe that? I mean, they were smoking and on fire, but they were discovered by Sinbad, who saw them singing in the lobby of Caesar's Palace, and he basically spoke with their parents and told them, you know, that they need to send them to Atlanta for a convention and music competition. And even though the girls missed the deadline for the entry, Sinbad used his name to get them in, and they came in second in the competition. And as the convention was nearing a close, they met Michael Bivins of New Edition and Belle Biv DeVoe, who agreed to work with the girls, and the rest was history. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and coming up next, another protege of Missy Elliott, Tweet, who had this funky jam off of her first album, Boogie Tonight. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Are you ready? Are you ready? I hope you're ready.
Are you ready? 'Cause I am. Said I'm ready to party. Yes.
Yeah.
Grab your coat, get your keys, 'cause whatever you're drinking, it's on me. It's on me.
Stay here if you want to. Say what you want to. But I got a party. I need me a party. Came here to get you. But I can't wait.
I'll be ready. Here we are. Said we're off in the party. Yeah. Let me wet my throat. Get two or three. Bring this on to the dance floor. Follow me. Stand if you want to. Stare if you want to. But I got a party. I'm up in the party. You're glad that I got you. And it's alright. You got you a partner. So put a rug up tonight. Yeah. I found a place. Yeah. Where we could boogie.
Is an American soul and neo soul Grammy Award nominated singer songwriter. And you know, this song Boogie Tonight came off of the album called Southern Hummingbird, which came out in 2002. And off of that album, she had her debut solo single called Oops Oh My. And the hits, that single hit number one on the Hot R&B and Hip Hop Songs and number seven on the Billboard Hot 100. With the help of a remix featuring the rapper Fabulous. And this was off of that album Boogie Tonight, and she will be coming out with an album. And in fact, she came out with an album on January 22nd. She signed in July 2015 with the record label, independent record label E1 Music Label, and her third regular album is called, studio album is called Charlene, featuring production from Missy Elliott. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to end A Bowl of Soul. This is part one of celebrating Women's History Month, the Soul Sisters, the Sisters of Soul, here on A Bowl of Soul. And if you want to reach out to me, Professor T Love, you can catch up with me by liking my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. You can also catch up with these podcasts by going to abowlofsoul.libsyn.com, LIBSYN.com. Also, you can catch up with A Bowl of Soul by definitely checking me out on TuneIn as well as iTunes. You can also catch up with me on soulsonicradio.net. That's a network in Birmingham, England, in which I do a show called In the Mix with A Bowl of Soul. You can also catch up with me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul on Twitter. And if you wish to email me, or you're an artist and you sing R&B music and soul and you want to have your music played on A Bowl of Soul, you can email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com as well. And I am also on the Legend Radio Network with the infamous DJ Heavy, who is on that network. And also, you can catch up with me in the archives on OwnYourPowerRadio.com on SoundCloud. Again, this is Professor T Love just giving you some super soul, classic soul, R&B sounds, and giving you a little bit of history of R&B music. I will see you next Friday. We're still celebrating the Sisters of Soul here for Women's History Month here on A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you tune in every Friday at 6 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network at www.prn.fm, where you can hear A Bowl of Soul every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Again, love yourself, love your neighbor, and love unconditionally. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.